my back in Rachel's bed. She rested beside me, her hair a silken river on my bare chest, her hand over my heart. "But what sort of god demands that a man mutilate himself?" I asked the air, taking care to keep my voice low. "Can you explain that?"
"It's our covenant with Adonai,"
Rachel answered, her breath warming my ear. Her eyes took on a distant look as she quoted,
"For the life of the creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your lives. For it is the blood that makes atonement because of the life."
Still, the very thought. I looked around, eyed my own hands and feet, and shook my head. Rachel smiled and lightly touched the scab on my lower lip.
"Who circumcised your lip?"
"A zealot, 2 days ago."
"And what did it cost him?"
I remained silent for a long moment, remembering the instant I thrust my sword into the man's chest. "His price has nothing to do with you." She sat up and pinned me in a long scrutiny.
"You know what happens to Judean widows found with Romans who slay other Jews? They would stone me."
"I would stop them."
"Until you leave Jerusalem. Then what will become of me?"
I returned her look, drinking in the beauty of her dark eyes, her flowing hair, that perfect oval face. She had surprised me with her talk of prophecies and burials and sacrificial lambs, but I didn't mind indulging her in conversation. In Rachel's company, I had learned many useful things about the Jews. I could not resent her religious beliefs, no matter how bizarre they seemed, because those beliefs had made her the woman she was. Because I loved her, I would listen to anything she wanted to say. Sitting up, I removed the garnet amulet from my neck and slipped it over her head. "Mars has protected me for years. Now he protects you." Sighing, she pulled the amulet off and dropped it into the space between us.
"Mars cares nothing for me. I was hoping to hear some promising word from you."
I trailed my hand down the side of her warm throat.
"Rachel, you ask for assurances I cannot give. A Roman soldier cannot marry until he retires, and I have 5 years of service remaining. I cannot change my circumstances or alter who I am."
"Speak the truth, please. You cannot marry me because I'm only a plaything."
"You are anything but a plaything."
I hesitated.
"You wish to stop this?
Should I no longer visit you?"
"I wish we weren't enemies."
She held her hand over mine, squeezed it, and left the bed, moving to a spot that overlooked the city.
"I wish," she said,
her voice floating on the breeze,
"Rome had never come here, and you were of my tribe. I wish Hashem would deliver what he has promised us. I wish people could change into what they ought to be."
She glanced over her shoulder at me.
"What do you wish, Clavius?"
I lay back down and rolled onto my side. "That you would all stop seeking messiahs,"